We're at the 2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Championship. Today we're joined by Trinity University head coach Pat Cunningham. Coach, first of all, congratulations on a hard-fought 60-53 win over Sewanee.
Thanks, Jeff. It was. I think both teams battled, and it was a tough physical game that thankfully came out our way.
Coach, this game was like you said, back and forth. Game was tied three times, six or seven lead changes. Talk a little bit about what that's like going through as a coaching staff.
Well, you know, it was interesting because I thought both squads played really well defensively, rebounded well, and so nobody could get a hard spurt. So, you know, you're always in the game. You're always, you know, kind of on top of it because, again, there's no relaxing. And again, in any tournament, you're not going to relax anyway, no matter what the score is. But in a game like that, it was just each possession becomes even so much more important because of the score's low, and you know, it's just tough to score.
Coach, take us through. Talk to us about what was different or what may have changed or what adjustments you may have made since your regular season meeting with Sewanee.
Well, I think it was a very similar game. You know, I think the thing we did is at their place in the first half, we just didn't play well. We gave them seven offensive rebounds. And the thing we did better today is I think we did a better job on the boards. They still had 10 or 12, but in the key situations, other than late, they had two or three possessions where they got second and third chances. But for the most part during the game, we did a better job on the boards. And then the other thing we did a really good job is we took care of the basketball. And so I think that moving the basketball and getting it, you know, getting our offense going, we're good when we can move the ball and get open looks. Now, on the bad side today is we did not shoot it very well. But I thought we got a lot of good looks, and as long as you do that, you got a chance.
Coach, just take us through some of your performers, namely Zach. Talk about his performance and some others who stood out for you guys tonight.
Well, I was mad at Zach early. I thought defensively he was a little bit lethargic. He gave some easy cuts, baskets to their team. But I thought offensively he gave us a lift. You know, he made some baskets. He made some tough shots. He rebounded well. You know, I thought, you know, Kitchinger did not shoot it well, but he made a couple of key baskets. And then I thought Jonathan Wilt, although his stats may not show it, you know, I thought that he did a really good job of helping us on both ends of the floor. I mean, he scored some baskets, he blocked some shots, he affected some shots, and he rebounded pretty well for us.
Coach, last question. You guys will play the winner of the Colorado College Rhodes game. Obviously, being in the West, you're pretty familiar with Colorado College. Not so much at Rhodes, but regardless of who you play, what are some keys for the Tigers as you look to try to advance to the championship game on Sunday afternoon?
Well, I think we have to shoot the ball better. I mean, I think that we've got to knock some shots in to advance. We got away with it today, but the key is, I think the thing we've done the last three or four or five weeks of the season is that I think we've gotten better defensively, and so we have to continue in that mode, play good defense, and then whichever team it is, you know, we have to shoot the ball a little bit better and rebound a little bit better.
Pat Cunningham and the rest of his Trinity Tigers continue their SEC championship run February 25th against the winner of Rhodes and Colorado College. Coach, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to talk to us.
Thank you, Jeff.